Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalms, chapter 34 and verse 8. It's a beautiful scripture. It says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." Other translation says, "See how good the Lord is. Happy is the person who trusts in him." Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, what you believe about God is crucial to the quality of your life, especially in difficult times. So starting today, tell yourself, God is good all the time, and keep saying it until it gets down into your spirit realm. What does it mean to be good? It means living up to the best and highest one knows. And since God always knows what's best and highest, His goodness is beyond question. If God is good, genuinely, practically, consistently good, then your cup of well-being, security, peace, confidence, and joy should be overflowing. Amen. A good God cannot break His promise, abandon His children, or fail to love and provide for them. So in every trial and circumstance, you can be sure He will treat you in the best possible way. When things seem to be falling apart, when you stumble confused in the dark, it's hard to see God's goodness or feel that things will get better. That's when you must draw on the faith God has deposited in you, right? When you read Romans chapter 12 verse 3, you know, "And by an act of your will, you will trust Him." That's what you must do. Draw on the faith God has deposited in you, and by an act of your will, trust Him. Very important, the act of your will is of paramount importance. Right? I remember a story, a troubled parishioner once asked his pastor, "Does the world look like a wreck to you too?" He replied, "Yes, like the wreck of a bursting seed. With the wreck stage, when its world appears to be falling apart, the acorn could never give birth to an oak tree." Right? So embrace God's will in your time of testing, because it's good and acceptable and perfect. Romans 12:2 talks about it. Right? So remember that. Ultimately, you will see how good the Lord is, and that happy is the person who trusts in Him, or blessed is the person who trusts in Him. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful morning. Thank you for the 18th of March 2024, that Lord, you have given us the grace to live in the land of the living. Lord, to declare of your praises, to bless you, to praise you, to magnify you, to exalt you. And Lord God Almighty, we appreciate you for who you are and what you are in our lives. You are a good, good God. Lord, you are a good, good Father. And you bless us with every good promise that you have promised us, and every blessing that is perfect, that only comes forth from you in our lives. We are grateful. This morning, O Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I pray that, Lord, you will bless them. You will enlarge their territory, increase their borders, take away every pain from their midst. You will lift your people up because they are your heritage. I pray that, Lord, you will establish them. You will bless them. You will flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father God. I speak forth your word of healing to flow from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes we were healed, and made whole. Hallelujah. Lord, therefore, Father, give us the grace to trust you at all times, because your word says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." We give you praise and glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.